John says it's a man's robot or not. Robot or not.
John, Johan wrote in with this one. Douglas Adams wrote in his book, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, quote, "The Encyclopedia Galactica defines a robot as a mechanical apparatus designed to do the work of a man. The marketing division of the Sirius Cybernetics Corporation defines a robot as your plastic pal who's fun to be with. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy defines the marketing division of the Sirius Cybernetic Corporation as a bunch of mindless jerks who'll be the first against the wall when the revolution comes. What of these three statements are most correct? And of the two regarding robots, which one is the current state of the art?" I just love a Douglas Adams quote. And first against the wall when the revolution comes is one of my favorite things in that entire book. We haven't really talked about Marvin the Paranoid Android or anything like that. But I do like the idea of saying mechanical apparatus designed to do the work of a man as a definition of robot. What do you think about Douglas Adams's various stories about robots?
I mean, the thing about the Hitchhiker's Guide the five-part trilogy is every part of the content of that those works of fiction exists as a humor delivery vehicle and not so much as a literal self-consistent world of any kind. It's sci-fi and it is commenting on our own world through technology in the way that sci-fi does, but really, if something needs to be done to make a joke work, it'll be done because that is the most important thing there. And those definitions are basically setups for the punchline of that particular gag. I don't think a robot as a machine designed to do the work of a human is a good definition of robot because it's both too broad in that there are things that qualify for that aren't robots, and also too narrow in that they're, you know, robots can do so much more than the things that humans might do or what is the work of a human. So I feel like that is just early in the setup of a series of setups for the punchline.
I think to answer Johan's question, the most correct statement of all of those is definitely that the marketing division of the Sirius Cybernetic Corporation is going to be first against the wall when the revolution comes.
Yeah, a lot of the things in The Hitchhiker's Guide are poking fun at institutions and how out of touch or bureaucratic or nonsensical they are, and the sort of Kafkaesque, dealing with them.
Absolutely.
All, put on an international scale, right up from the basic premise of the thing, which I got wrong in the recent ATP episode of, the plans for Earth's destruction or down the stairs or whatever with science.
Yes, beware of the leopard. I got
not
your
the tiger,
reference.
The leopard. That's right. That's
disused
commentary
laboratory.
On institutions and bureaucracy and all of that or whatever with a sci-fi twist on it. And so I would say that's also the most true statement because the real message of most of these books is, boy, can you believe these institutions that we all have to deal with and how terrible they are.
Yeah.
And robots rising up to, during the revolution or now any people rising up during the revolution or robots and or
either one.
Rising up.
Yeah. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy itself is portrayed in that book as being kind of a bureaucracy, although a shambolic one in the sense that, Ford Prefect gets sent to Earth for like lots of years in order to update the one word of harmless under Earth to mostly harmless. Mm-hmm. But it's also, despite all of that, it's placed in contrast with the Encyclopedia Galactica, which is mentioned here by Johan, which is very much like that's your institutional thing, and it's always sort of like it's boring, and the Hitchhiker's Guide is much cooler because cool people are out there traveling,
street level knowledge,
but it's also kind of a disaster, so never trust any of the authority that's out there. And that's one of the it's a great, I love those books, they're so good.